digging.
Dig some ditches.
Excuse me, God. This is the desert. Dig ditches. Where are we going to get the water? God says, you know what? By this time tomorrow, there'll be plenty of water. And they're going, yeah, right. God, don't you know this is the Middle East? Don't you know it can't be done? Don't you know there's no clouds in the sky, there's no wind, there's no rivers, there's nothing here, God, but desert? And you're telling us to dig ditches? It doesn't make sense. Well, sometimes God doesn't make sense to us humanly, but he says, this valley will be filled with water. Dig ditches. And I'm sure that they felt that day like you and I feel today when we look at our challenge. I said, Lord, this can't be done. Where are you going to get water in the middle of the desert? And through the prophet Elijah, God said, what did he say? Read it with me. This is an easy thing in the eyes of the Lord. Do you believe that supplying water in the midst of the desert is an easy thing for God? I need your response this morning. Do you believe that it's an easy thing for God to supply water in the midst of the desert?
Yes.
Good. Do you believe it's an easy thing for God to supply $10 million?
Yes.
Good. God said, I want you to dig ditches. Your task is not to supply the water necessarily. I just want you to get ready. Prepare the ditches. I'll look after the water. And so they did that. And the next morning, this text says, there it was. Water flowing from the land of Edom. It doesn't tell us how it got. It doesn't say whether a spring burst forth or a river was naturally dammed up. It doesn't tell us. But water was flowing in through that area. And take a wild guess where it pooled up. In the ditches that they had dug. And I bet you that morning they're going, nuts, why didn't we dig more ditches? God says, dig ditches. And as I meditated on that, it was like the Lord said to me that morning, you know, David, there's no problem with my capacity to supply. The problem is with your readiness to receive. Get ready. Are you ready for me to do what I want to do in your life, in your marriage, in your family, in your circumstances? Are you ready for me for what I want to do in your church and in your ministries? Are you ready? Get ready. Dig ditches. There's no problem with my capacity to supply. The problem is with your readiness to receive. So that morning, I sent out an email to some of our key leaders, and I said, does this sound like it could be from God for us? And I got good confirmation back that, yeah, I think the Lord is speaking to this. So I was pretty excited about it. Well, the very next morning, I went back to the scriptures for my quiet time with God, and I came to the next chapter, 2 Kings chapter 4, and I came to a story that was a little more familiar to me. It was a story of the widow whose husband had died, and now she was stone poor, and the creditors were coming and probably going to take her son as collateral, and she was destitute, absolutely destitute. And Elijah came to her and says, what do you have in your house? And kind of like I feel today, you know, and we look at $10 million, you know, what do you have in your pocket? And she said, all I've got is just a little bit of oil. That's all I have. I don't have much. I'm not a millionaire. I don't have money flowing out my ears. I don't have an extra bank account. I just got this little bit of oil. As a matter of fact, it's so small that I've got to make our last meal, and then my son and I are just going to die because we've got nothing left. Isn't it interesting that God will often speak into our circumstances when we're the most needy and when that challenge is the greatest? And so Elijah said to her, whoops, he didn't say don't drop over. He said, go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. That's right, just go. Excuse me, knock, knock. Can I borrow your jar this morning? Excuse me, ma'am. Hey, John, can I borrow your jar? And just collect jars. Go get as many jars as you can and bring them to your house. And it's like, God, this doesn't make sense. It's not in the instruction manual. Is this how you always... Just get jars. And so her and her son went around to the neighbors and got a bunch of jars, and they brought them back to the house. And God says, okay, now, you know that little bit of oil you got left? Enough for your last meal? He said, I want you to pour it into the jar. And she's going, God, you don't understand. This is the last oil I have. Just pour it into the jar. Lord, you don't seem to get it. It's all I have. God says, just pour it in the jar. And so I'm sure with fear and trepidation, I'm sure she's like, how in the world? She just She took her little oil and began to pour. She began to pour, and she kept on pouring and pouring, and the jar was full. She put it down, and whoops, she went and got another jar and started to pour it, and that one filled up, and she just kept on going, and jar after jar after jar, and they all filled up with oil. And then the scripture says that when the jars were full, the oil stopped flowing. And I bet you that morning her and her son looked at each other and thought, why didn't we get more jars? And it was like the Lord whispered to my spirit again. He said, Dave, there is no problem with my capacity to supply. The problem is with your readiness to receive. Are you ready to receive what I want to do in your life? Are you ready to receive what I want to do in your church? Get ready. Dig ditches. Put out jars. Prepare your hearts. And watch what God wants to do. We believe that one of the ways that God is going to help us see this miracle happen is by partnerships. We know we can't do this alone, but God has placed us in a unique scenario where we have people, many people, who are interested in the growing ministries that God has allowed us to be partner with. And so we're asking you, as God's people, you can dig ditches and you can put out jars by partnering, by networking with other people. Everybody knows somebody. You have a network of friends and family and church associates back home in your home countries. You have people that you know in companies and organizations and foundations and in various denominations. We all know people. And we're simply asking you to take this story. John referred it to as one of the best kept secrets. To take the story of what God is doing here and expose people to it. And you'll find that as people see what God is doing here, God activates the heart. God stimulates a desire. I found when I went home in February and I spoke in only two churches and a couple other groups, and our ministries have already received funding, sometimes significant funding, for people saying, we want to partner with that. We want to be part of what God is doing. And as was mentioned earlier, we're going to supply you with materials and everything so that you can have something to take and share with them, connect them, and get them the right information. And we believe that as we do that, God is going to wonderfully do the job. Do you know anybody who's interested in peace in the Middle East? Anybody? Well, of course, it seems to be the number one theme of the world. But do you realize that we are involved in spreading peace in the Middle East? Not the kind of peace that's fragile based on a treaty that can be broken. Not the kind of peace that's established until the next bomb goes off. You and I get the awesome privilege of helping God bring His peace to the region, a peace that lasts, a peace that goes to the depths of human beings. And so that's why we're going to continue to be involved in planting churches, because churches are the primary place where God grows up His people and ministers to the community. We're going to continue to equip spirit or servant-hearted leaders to grow people up, not just in spiritual ministry, but also in every dimension of work, empowering government people, business people, educators, empowering medical people, people at all walks of life, to lift them up to all God wants them to be. We're going to continue to assist the poor. Our Embrace the Needy ministries have rapidly expanded and touched so many lives. We want to take that to the next level. We want to continue to care for the sick. There are many, many sick in this region, in this continent, and we want to be able to be at the hands of God, touching people who are sick and helping bring healing in the name of Jesus. We also want to educate the next generation. We have three schools that we've begun. We have other schools that are partnering with us. And we want to be a movement of schools, a movement of educating institutions who can raise up the next generation to be all that God wants them to be. Let me ask you. You see this little girl here? Miriam Richard. She attends our African Hope Learning Center. Miriam has desires for her future. Her circumstances humanly are such that they would not be possible. But there's a school that's there to train her, to give her hope. That's why it's called African Hope. To raise up this little girl to be all that God's fashioning her to be. To maybe be someday be that medical doctor that maybe she wants to be, or that teacher, or that lawyer, or whatever, to help her people, or to minister powerfully. Do you know anybody in the world who might be interested in helping this little girl? Yeah. So we tell the story. And as we tell the story, we believe that God is going to raise up people to help us. And so we have the privilege of digging ditches and putting out jars. And whenever you think, you look at this campaign and you think, oh my goodness, that's just too impossible, just remember, this is an easy thing in the eyes of the Lord. Do you believe that? Let's say it together. This is an easy thing in the eyes of the Lord. This is an easy thing in the eyes of the Lord. Father, we are up against what appears to us as a mountain, as an obstacle, as a perhaps an impossibility. But we thank you this morning, Lord, that you have called us to partner with you in your miracle. We're willing to take our little oil and start to pour it into the jar because we know that your supply of oil is endless. We're willing to dig our ditches, as meager as they may be, because you know where to bring water in the desert. We are willing to take what little we have and do it and put it in there because we get to cooperate with the Almighty God of the universe. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to cooperate with you. Thank you for allowing us to step into the beginning stages of this miracle, and we can hardly wait to see how you're going to bring it to pass. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.